For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. There is currently a great deal of controversy over a book which is considered by some to be too trashy to even be put on library shelves. I haven't read that one, but I have read a really trashy book that just came out. This book, written by Pulitzer Prize-winning author Edward Humes, is about one of our country's biggest secrets, and this is a book everyone should read. Garbology, Our Dirty Love Affair with Trash, won't be banned from library shelves, but many of the things you'll find in this book will shock you. When I spoke with Humes recently, I told him I had no idea how much each of us wastes each day.
Yeah, well, trash is the number one thing we make. 7 pounds a day per person in America, which is the world leader, sadly.
Wow. And that's what we get to be the world leader in.
Yeah, and that's we're making twice as much trash per person as in 1960. So, part of what I wanted to do is find out why that is. Why are we so much more wasteful than we used to be?
So why? Why is it?
Well, we've basically created this disposable single-use economy in the last 40 years where we make products that become instant trash as soon as we take them into our house. And unfortunately, we make them out of a material, in many instances, plastic that never goes away. So, we create these single-use products that have eternal lifetimes in the environment. So it's kind of crazy, really, when you think about it.
And then we put everything into this indestructible plastic packaging that's nearly impossible to get into, let alone get out whatever we bought.
Yeah, our packaging has really grown for a lot of reasons, and to the point where containers and packaging now is the single largest component of our waste that we bury in landfills. And, that's one of the reasons why we have so much more trash now, because this category of trash that didn't really exist before is now dominating our waste management.
One of the things that blew me away was the first female billionaire in China.
Yeah, Zhang Yin started out a little over a decade ago in Los Angeles collecting scrap paper from landfills and turned it into a little recycling business that became a very big recycling business. And she became China's first woman billionaire. And she is now America's leading exporter. Our top export is our trash, paper and scrap metal going to China. That's our number one export. And, it's really shows you just how embedded waste is now in our economy that, it's our number one product.
It's such an irony. Then you say that we're not even being told the real numbers when it comes to trash.
No, unfortunately, and I didn't know this when I started, but I basically found that the sort of trash Bible that the federal government puts out every year and tries to track how much waste we create is so off in its calculations, primarily due to the very archaic method it uses to get these numbers, that we're really making almost twice as much trash as we thought. Instead of 4 pounds and change, it's over 7 pounds. And the other bad part of it is we're recycling a lot less than we thought. Officially, they'll tell you 34% of our trash gets recycled, but the real data shows it's less than a quarter of our trash, and most of our recyclables end up buried in landfills instead.
So we go to the trouble of separating our garbage so that we feel we're doing something to reduce the amount of trash that we generate, and it ends up in the landfill anyway?
Sometimes, even when we separate it, it does. And actually, one of the things I learned in writing this is that recycling really is not a very good solution. It's sort of the better-than-nothing solution, but we're still creating incredible amounts of waste. It's just that we're then diverting it to some other place. The real solution is to be less wasteful, and that's a little more challenging, but doable, because we used to be that way.
That's so true. One solution would be to turn our garbage into energy. Talk about that.
Yes, and other countries have all but eliminated their landfills by focusing on recycling, composting, and making energy out of what's left over. And, you know, some countries have achieved energy independence this way. Denmark, for one, with very robust waste-to-energy power plants that actually are less harmful to the environment than landfills.
Wonderful. So we need to be doing whatever they're doing.
Well, that's one solution, too. But again, you still have these immense amounts of waste. So instead of burying it, you're burning it or you're recycling it. But it's conservation is always the best solution, making less waste, products that last longer, that have less packaging, that use less energy and materials, are not only better for the environment, but ultimately are better for the economy. If you're a company and you make a product in a smaller package, you can ship more of them for less money. So there's economic benefits as well to being less wasteful.
So we need to stop being wasteful at home. We need to convince packaging manufacturers to produce smaller, more environmentally friendly packaging. And we need to turn our trash into energy.
Yes, well, those are the ways back, absolutely.
Okay, so when do we start?
Right now. There's no reason not to.
Well, there we go. We've just solved the entire problem of the United States. We've just reduced the amount of garbage, solved the problem of energy, and maybe subsequently world peace, and done it all with just this trashy book.
Yes, but no plain brown wrapper required.
The book is Garbology, Our Dirty Love Affair with Trash by Edward Humes. Read this book, and let's get started saving the world right now. Okay?
That sounds good.
Edward Humes, thank you so much for writing this book. Available wherever books are sold, as they say. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.